One of Gurudev's messages on the last inner search was he was talking about tools, and the kind of tools he talked was kind of tools he was talking about weren't carpentry tools, or software tools, or plumbing tools, or gardening tools. They were spiritual tools, right? Talking about spiritual tools that he had given us. And the phrase he used was, I've given you all these tools. You can either put them to use in your life or hang them up on the wall. The choice is yours. So one of the tools he gave us was the yamas and niyamas. And there's a number of beautiful chapters on the yamas and niyamas in Living with Shiva, so it's part of our ongoing study of the Master Course. Every year we end up going through these chapters on the yamas and niyamas. So in Gurudev's spirit of using the tools, the idea is that we don't necessarily need to learn something new to make additional spiritual progress. We don't have to necessarily acquire a new tool, learn a new technique. We can make additional progress just by utilizing more the tools we've already been given, applying them more to our life, applying them in a new way to our life. So in that sense, the yamas and niyamas are tools, and the suggestion is that when we encounter them each year in going through Living with Shiva, through the daily lessons, to apply them to our life and ask the question, am I really fulfilling this as fully as I could be? And think of it in the subtle aspects, because the grosser aspects are probably well under control. For example, non-injury. None of us go around hitting people. You know, injury isn't a problem in the physical sense. But maybe we're injuring people with our words. Maybe we're joking around too much, and some of that joking can hurt people, particularly if they're in a time of life when they're not feeling secure. Even our thoughts can hurt people. Maybe there's someone at work who we really dislike, and we never tell them that, but we come home and we think about it at length. We're sending all these negative thoughts to somebody on a regular basis. That's injuring someone. So we may not think about these principles in their subtle form, but it's good to, when we read them each year, we can upgrade our performance. Another one which stood out when I was looking through the list was non-stealing. Of course, none of us steal. We don't go into a store and take something and not pay for it. But the last part of non-stealing is defined as entering into debt. And of course, by that, Gurudev means excessive debt. It's okay to buy a house on a mortgage, enter into debt in that form, but this is entering into debt in the sense that you buy things on credit cards with no real plan how you're going to pay for them. Well, I can afford the monthly payment, minimum payment. It'll only be $50 more. I can buy this new fancy stereo system. It's just $50 more a month. So debt can really be a problem when you lose the ability to pay for things at all. And that happens. Credit is so easy to acquire in our modern world. Credit cards come in the mail every month to people, unsolicited. Here's a new credit card. Have fun. 18% interest, 24% interest. So buying something without the ability to pay for it in the terms you're supposed to pay for it is stealing. if you're supposed to pay for something in 30 days and you buy it, knowing you can't pay for it in 30 days, you're stealing. So it's a subtle form of stealing, but it is stealing, and it has consequences because we get upset when we have to juggle debts and when we make a commitment which we really don't intend to uphold. It's upsetting, upsets our lives, disturbs our lives, can disturb the lives of others in the family as well. So it's something to watch about. So those are a few examples of how we can look for the subtle ways in which we might not be upholding the principles of the Amas in our lives. And if we look through that once a year, it's a worthwhile practice. We don't have to worry about it every day, pull out the list every morning and say, what am I not doing right? We don't want to get that critical of ourselves. But once a year, it's a healthy review. And they're beautifully described in Living with Shiva. Another tool we can use that Gurudeva has given us and try and update once a year is how we're relating to others who we're related to. Children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents. Life is such that our relationships change regularly with all the individuals that we're related to, because circumstances change in our lives, circumstances change in their lives, different things happen. So it's not a static situation. It's certainly worthy of review once a year as to how we're doing. And again, the chapters in Living with Shiva, when we come across them, the different family relationships, the husband and wife relationships, the parents to children relationships, parents taking care of their parents relationships, there's chapters on all of this. So again, as we encounter those chapters on a yearly basis, we can reflect and say, is there anything I need to do better? Is there anything I'm omitting? Is there some negative pattern I'm stuck in here in this relationship? It really needs to be looked at and improved upon. And we'll probably find something. The situations are always changing. Needs are changing, and we may not have changed how we're responding to them exactly as we need to. So we certainly don't want to leave all these tools on the wall. We want to put them to use. So this morning we looked at a few practical ways where we can utilize the tools we've already been given and make additional spiritual progress without the need to learn anything new or receive a new tool for our tool chest. Om Namah Shivaya.